Chafetz Chaim Yomi, day 84. And we're talking about the Isurim of telling over Rechilus. We're saying, Kol Zeh Shekosavna. This is what we said before, that the Usur, that it's Usur to say Rechilus, Hu Afilu Im Hu Emes Gamer. That's even if it's fully true. She'ein by Tarei V'Sheker. There is no, excuse me, there is no mixture of any kind of a falsehood in this. And now, we're going to say it's going to be even worse if it's something that he said that's going to split up two friends, right? If someone's saying Lashon Hara to one friend, not Lashon Hara, Rechilus, to one friend about what the other friend said about him, in other words, he's splitting up two friends, that's terrible. But even if it's not two friends, even if it's two people that hated each other to begin with, so there's no love lost, right? So why is it so bad if I go ahead and I tell this guy what this guy said about him, right? He hated him before, he hates him now. It's still usur. Of course, I don't even have to tell you that if they were friends beforehand, and he goes ahead and he peddles the story of what one said to the other one, Rasha Mikri, he is considered a Rasha, an evil person, and he is disgusting in front of Hashem, greatly disgusting in front of Hashem. As it says in Pasukim Mishlei, Shesh Heino Sone Hashem, the six that Hashem hates, v'sheva toy avas nafshe, and the seven that Hashem considers disgusting. And the last one is Mishaleach Medonim Ben Achim, a person who instills hate from one to another. So it sends hate from one to the other. And it's talking about Rechilus. Rabbi Chazal says that the Zuhi Ashviyas HaKosha Shebukulon, this seventh one is the worst of all of them. Hashem hates him the worst, or considers him the most disgusting. Ella, okay, so we're saying, even we understand that when someone just is saying something that's going to break up two friends, that's for sure disgusting. Ella, afilu im beloy zeh hayu gam kein sonim zel zeh miyoyed. They, even without him telling this lashon, this rechilus, they already hated each other a lot, not just a little. They already hated each other a lot. And now he hears that somebody's that this one guy that hates, right? Let's talk about Reuven's telling Shimon that Levi said something about him, right? So Levi and Shimon hate each other. And Reuven heard Levi say something terrible about Shimon. So he goes over to Shimon, who's his friend, and he says, you know what Levi, the guy that you hate, said about you? So that's... and he goes ahead and he says Rechilus about him, Rachel Mikri, it's considered peddling, it's considered usur. next halacha, and this is halacha about whether if it's someone who is pressuring you. In other words, so let's say Reuven again is telling Shimon about Levi. Shimon heard something, that Levi said something, he doesn't know, but he knows that Reuven knows. So he goes over to Reuven and he starts pressuring him. Tell me what Levi said about me. So Reuven, who learned the halachas of Lashon Hara, says, I can't say it's Rechilus. He says, no, I really need to know. I want to know, I need to know, whatever. He starts pressuring him. So now Reuven says, okay, fine. So if he pressured me, then it's not my fault, right? So Chafetz Chaim says, that's still us. Ein chilek be'isra sipra rechilus. There is no difference when you tell rechilus. Beinim sipra le me'asma b'rzayna. If the person went ahead, he saw what happened, he heard what happened, and therefore he heard this guy saying, this thing, and therefore he went on his own free will and told the subject of the story that this person said something about him. Ubeinim chaveri haven. Or there's also no difference if his friend, Shimon, the subject of the story, understood k'tzas me'atzmei b'davar. He understood a little bit of this story, so therefore, the amad olav, and he stood on top of Reuven, v'fziroi, and he pressured him. She saper loy ma'ashadib l'planu l'fonav, aloy doysav. That he should tell him what this person said in front of him about Shimon. Right? So Shimon starts pressuring Reuven. Come on, tell me what he said. Let's say even that it's his father, a rabbi, or if it's his parent, or his or his Rebbe. If Tziruhu, he's pressuring him, Shisapar lahem ma shadibar Pliny lefonav, that he should tell over what Pliny said about him. Aladoisam, about him. Let's say it's not even full rechilas, which is, we didn't even get into the halachas of what makes something avak rechilas rather than full rechilas. But let's say it's even avak rechilas. He's still not allowed to. Yeah, shukayach, and have a great day.